Meg's faults were uppermost in her now, and they were no longer helping her. No, and you better take me back to Kamazos and Charles Wallace quickly. You're supposed to be able to help. Disappointment was as dark and corrosive in her as the black thing. The ugly words tumbled from her cold lips, even as she herself could not believe that it was her father, her beloved, longed-for father, that she was talking to in this way. If her tears had not still been frozen, they would have gushed from her eyes. She had found her father, and he had not made everything all right. Everything kept getting worse and worse. If the long search for her father was ended, and he wasn't able to overcome all their difficulties, there was nothing to guarantee that it would all come out right in the end. There was nothing left to hope for. She was frozen, and Charles Wallace was being devoured by it, and her omnipotent father was doing nothing. She teetered on the seesaw of love and hate, and the black thing pushed her down into hate. "You don't even know where we are," she cried out at her father. "We'll never see Mother or the twins again. We don't know where Earth is, or even where Kamazots is. We're lost out in space. What are you going to do?" She did not realize that she was as much in the power of the black thing as Charles Wallace. Mr. Murray bent over her, massaging her cold fingers. She could not see his face. "My daughter, I am not a Mrs. What's-it, a Mrs. Who, or a Mrs. Which. Yes, Calvin has told me everything he could. I am a human being, and a very fallible one. But I agree with Calvin. We were sent here for something. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." "The black thing!" Meg cried out at him. "Why did you let it almost get me?" "You've never tested as well as the rest of us," Calvin reminded her. "It never bothered Charles and me as much as it did you." "He shouldn't have taken me then," Meg said, "until he learned to do it better." Neither her father nor Calvin spoke. Her father continued his gentle massage. Her fingers came back to life with tingling pain. "You're hurting me!" "Then you're feeling again," her father said quietly. "I'm afraid it is going to hurt, Meg." The piercing pain moved slowly up her arms, began in her toes and legs. She started to cry out against her father when Calvin exclaimed, "Look!" Coming toward them, moving in silence across the brown grass, were three figures. What were they? On Uriel, there had been the magnificent creatures. On Kamazots, the inhabitants had at least resembled people.